Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. Our listener support campaign continues. You can become one of our more than 300 Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net. And whether you're able to donate or not, if you live in the United States or Canada, please fill out our advertising survey at adsurvey.greatdetectives.net to help us find the best possible sponsors for a podcast. Well, now it is time for this week's episode of Mr. Chameleon. The original air date, May 11th, 1949, and the title is The Picture on the Wall Murder Case.
Next, Mr. Chameleon and The Picture on the Wall Murder Case. Tonight we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters in his most famous cases of crime and murder, brought to you by the makers of genuine Bayer aspirin. Mr. Chameleon, as you all know, is the famous and dreaded detective of Central Police Headquarters, who frequently uses a disguise or impersonation to confuse the criminals he is tracking down. In tonight's case, he appears in a particularly clever disguise, which the audience will at all times recognize. Tonight, we give you Mr. Chameleon in The Picture on the Wall Murder Case. Our story opens in the living room of the Watkins home, a home which reflects the taste and beauty of its mistress, the socially prominent young Iris Watkins. But right now, the beauty is marred by anxiety and a nervous tension apparent in her manner as she faces her husband, Kenneth Watkins, and listens to him saying,
"It's all right, Iris. Jean Sultan's will never bother you again."
"But, Kenneth, what do you mean? Where have you been?"
"I've been at Sultan's studio. That cheap philanderer masquerading as a great artist."
"The whole world considers him a great artist, darling."
"Does that give him the right to make himself objectionable? Hounding you, showering you with attention you don't want?" "Well, Iris, I settled that. I had to knock him down to do it, but..."
"You mean the two of you fought? You and Jean Saltons?"
"We did indeed. He won't ever bother you again."
"Oh, Kenneth, suppose you'd gotten hurt."
"Well, I didn't, darling. It was Saltons who got hurt."
"Kenneth, you didn't..."
"I must hurry upstairs and dress. I have a director's meeting and a dinner first. Coming up, Iris?"
No, not just now, dear. I just happened to remember I have an appointment with my dressmaker. I'll see you later tonight. Right now, I've got to rush."
And Iris Watkins hurries off, but not to any dressmaker. Instead, we find her climbing the stairs to Jean Salton's studio and entering the studio through the door which always stands open.
"Jean? Jean? Oh, good heavens. Oh, Jean, what's the matter with you? Why are you lying there?" "He's dead. He's dead. Struck on the head. This bronze statuette, that's what did it. Oh, no. No, I mustn't touch it. What am I going to do? I wonder... Yes. Here's the picture of me. Is it possible Kenneth saw it? Well, no one else is going to see it. I'll take it out of its frame and hide it somewhere. Oh, but where? Where? I know. I'll stuff it up the chimney. There. Now, no one will look for it there. And now I must get out of here."
"Anybody home?" "Jean! What happened? And who are you?
My name is Iris Watkins. I came to see Mr. Saltons, and I found him lying here like this. He's dead.
So I see. Good riddance, too. Saltons was the scum of the earth.
Oh, but I didn't kill him. You mustn't think that. Believe me, Miss...
Cardone. Miss... Selena Cardone. I'm a model. I was Jean Saltons' favorite model, in fact. But I'm glad he's dead. Frankly, I don't care if you killed him.
But I didn't. When I walked in, I found him like this.
Yeah, sure, sure. Only the police might ask questions.
What sort of questions?
All sorts of questions. You're married to the Kenneth Watkins, aren't you? You must be well healed. Tell you what I'll do. I won't report this to the police. We'll both keep quiet. But I could use about $25 a week.
Miss Cardone, are you blackmailing me?
Certainly not, but I got a sick mother. I could use $25 right now.
All right. Here, take it. And if you give me your address, you'll get $25 every week.
Now, that's a sensible girl. Now, let's get out of here. That sounds like Sarah the scrubwoman. Come on, we'll use the back door and she won't see us.
Mr. Salton, Mr. Salton, sir, I... Oh, saints preserve us. He's dead. Help! Help! Police! Police! Mr. Salton's dead! Mr.
And a little later, we find Mr. Chameleon, the great detective, with Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold, standing beside the body of Jean Saltons, the famous artist. And Mr. Chameleon is saying to Sarah Addies, the badly frightened scrubwoman,
Sarah, are you sure that you heard no voices in this room?
No, sir. No, sir. I didn't. I heard no one. The minute I seen him, I run to Miss Atkins' studio. She's the lady artist next door. And then I called the police. But no one was here.
Dave, take this bronze statuette, will you? This was the murder weapon. Examine it for fingerprints.
Okay, Mr. Chameleon.
Oh, this is very interesting. A canvas was torn out of this frame. Sarah, do you remember what picture was in this frame?
No, sir. I never seen it before.
It's a magnificent frame. Very special picture must have been in that frame. Dave, I'm going next door to question Lydia Atkins. Meanwhile, look around the studio for that missing picture, will you?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chameleon.
Miss Atkins, I'm Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters.
Mr. Chameleon?
You are Lydia Atkins, the artist, aren't you?
I suppose you might call me that, though Jean Saltons didn't think so. He was one of the really great painters. He never even deigned to speak to me.
You sound rather bitter about Mr. Saltons.
No, don't get excited. I didn't kill him. Though personally, I rather hope you don't find the murderer.
Miss Atkins, I'm a cop. Whatever Salton's character or personal vices, I intend to find his murderer. Now tell me, what do you know about this man?
I've already told you, Mr. Chameleon. He never spoke to me, and I kept my door shut. I didn't even want to see his constant stream of visitors.
What sort of visitors?
Women, mostly. I could hear their silly voices and their silly laughter. Sometimes I heard them crying.
Could you identify any of them?
No, I could not.
What about men visitors?
Oh, there were men, too. Irate husbands, I imagine. I could sometimes hear them shouting at Jean Saltons.
Did that happen recently? Today, for instance?
As a matter of fact, it did. Just this afternoon. I heard a man's angry voice going on. And when I say angry, I mean angry.
Could you identify that voice if you heard it again, Miss Atkins?
No. I couldn't even hear the words.
Miss Atkins, remember, this is murder. Don't withhold any information. Well, I may call on you later.
I'll be here, in my studio, but I still say that man Saltons deserved killing.
Did you get anything, Mr. Chameleon?
No, not much, Dave, except that Jean Saltons had as great a genius for making enemies as he did for painting.
Oh, then we're up against a dead end.
Mm-hmm. Except, I remember reading something about Jean Saltons a while ago. What was that? Just a little news item. Oh, I know. He was commissioned to paint the portrait of Mrs. Kenneth Watkins, the Mrs. Watkins. She was Iris Maynard before her marriage.
But Salton's painted a great many portraits, Mr. Chameleon.
Well, this is only a shot in the dark, Dave, but I think I'll go and see Mrs. Kenneth Watkins. Mrs. Watkins, I'm Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters. Gene Salton's, the famous artist, has been murdered. And it had occurred to me that
Mr.
you...
Mr. Chameleon, I know nothing about Gene Salton's.
Well, he painted your portrait, didn't he?
It was not a success. And I know nothing at all about the man personally.
Mrs. Watkins, I'm not implying that you're connected with the murder.
God, that would be absurd. As I say, I can't even tell you what sort of man he was.
You met him when he painted your portrait. You must have gotten some sort of an impression.
None. Really, Mr. Chameleon, I can't tell you a thing about him.
Mrs. Watkins, is your husband home? And if not, will he be home later?
Why, he's at a dinner and a director's meeting right now.
I see. Thank you very much. I may come around later when your husband is home. Good night.
But, Mr. Chameleon...
Thank you very much. Come along, Dave.
Okay. That was short and sweet.
Well, I cut it short, Dave, because I want to leave Iris Watkins sort of hanging in midair. Let her worry. And she will.
You think she knows something?
Dave, you can't pose for a portrait without learning something about the painter. And I saw the Saltons' portrait of Miss Watkins from the distance hanging in the library. Also, Gene Saltons was not just a nonentity. He wouldn't have been murdered if he were.
But she leaned over backwards to make us think he was colorless and uninteresting.
Exactly. I'm sure it's because she really feels strongly about him. So we'll go back later when her husband is there, around midnight, say, when they least expect me.
And midnight finds Mr. Chameleon and Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold standing in the library of the Watkins home. And Mr. Chameleon is saying...
That is very interesting, Dave. Look, that picture of a Spanish dancer over the fireplace.
Why, what about it?
What about it? Early this evening, a portrait of Mrs. Kenneth Watkins hung in that place. Why was that removed? Oh, here they come.
Mr. Chameleon, I'm Kenneth Watkins.
Very glad to know you, Mr. Watkins. Very nice to see you again, Mrs. Watkins.
How do you do?
What's this all about, Mr. Chameleon?
Gene Saltons, who was murdered.
My wife has told you as much as she knows about Gene Saltons.
I don't believe that. By the way, what happened to the portrait of you, Mrs. Watkins, painted by Saltons? Why did you take it down and replace it with this picture of a Spanish dancer?
But that Spanish dancer has always been there.
That is not true. Your portrait was there, Mrs. Watkins, and I want to see it, please.
Now look here, Mr. Chameleon.
I want to see it, and I'd like to know why it was hidden away.
It wasn't. I just never liked it, that's all.
Well, neither did I. I ordered it taken down.
Yes, but why today, Mr. Watkins, the day of Saltons' murder? And why did your wife lie, saying it didn't exist?
My wife is upset by all this stupid question.
And Saltons is dead. He's murdered. I want to see that portrait immediately.
Oh, very well. Where's Baker?
I'll tell him to fetch it, Kenneth.
Oh, Madeline. I didn't realize you were here. This is my sister Madeline, Mr. Chameleon.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Chameleon? I'll be right back, Kenneth.
Mr. Chameleon, I certainly can't imagine why you should be interested in us. My wife, for instance, at the time of Gene Salton's murder, why, she was miles away from the Salton studio. She was at her dressmaker's, Madame Flora's.
Mr. Watkins, why do you feel it necessary to give me that information?
Because you seem to imply that my wife was involved in some way in the Salton's murder.
Kenneth, dear, please.
And she couldn't have been. Why, she phoned me from her dressmaker's at the very hour when Gene Salton's was supposedly killed.
She could have phoned you from his place and said it was her dressmaker's.
No, I misspoke.
Oh?
I mean, I phoned her. I called her dressmaker's number at that time, and she was there.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, she couldn't possibly be involved in this awful thing.
Anyone who knew Mr. Saltons could be involved, including you, Mr. Watkins.
Mr. Chameleon.
Incidentally, what was your opinion of Gene Saltons?
A terrible man. Vain and arrogant.
Oh, really? And your wife said he was a complete nonentity, so colorless that she couldn't remember a thing about him.
Here's the portrait, in fact, Mr. Chameleon.
Oh, thank you, Miss Watkins. Yeah, I'll stand it up here.
Oh, Kenneth, the phone is ringing. Baker's out back.
I'll get it. And, Mr. Chameleon, now that you've seen the portrait, I hope you'll be satisfied and leave us in peace.
A very striking portrait of you, Mrs. Watkins. But I can understand why your husband objected to that. Your eyes are the eyes of a woman in love. Is that how you looked at Gene Saltons while he was painting your...
No, that was a trick. It was a deliberate trick of Gene's.
So... You knew him well enough to call him Jean, did you?
Mr. Chameleon, I tell you I was never in love with him. He painted that expression on my face deliberately, maliciously.
Mrs. Watkins, Jean Salton's neighbor Lydia Atkins tells me that she heard two men quarreling in his studio, quarreling bitterly just before Salton's murder. Was one of those men your husband?
No. Kenneth was here in this house all afternoon, wasn't he, Madeline?
Oh, yes, Iris. Mr. Chameleon, you say Jean Salton's was murdered about 5 o'clock. Well, my brother Kenneth was definitely here at that time. I remember because he talked to Madame Flora, Iris's dressmaker.
You mean he called Madame Flora, Miss Madeline?
Oh, no. Madame Flora called him. Because Iris never showed up for her appointment. Incidentally, Iris, whatever happened to you?
Yes, Mrs. Watkins. Whatever happened to you? And why did your husband say he talked to you at Madame Flora's?
Oh, Mr. Chameleon, I...
Mr. Chameleon, that telephone call was for you.
Oh, really, Mr. Watkins?
Yes, from Central Police Headquarters. But they said to give you the message. They've picked up a famous model of Jean Salton's, and they're holding her for you to question. Her name is Selena Cardone.
Selena Cardone?
Iris. Oh. Iris!
Kenneth, she's fainted.
Yes. Oh, my darling. Poor darling. Mr. Chameleon, what have you been saying to her?
Don't blame me entirely, Mr. Watkins. It was the mention of that model's name, Selena Cardone, that really upset her. Tomorrow morning, your wife will have to come to Central Headquarters. I want to question her and Miss Selena Cardone.
Mr. Chameleon and the Picture on the Wall murder case continues in just a moment. A very important thing to know about genuine Bayer aspirin is that its single active ingredient is so gentle to the system, mothers give it even to small children on their doctor's advice. Always remember this because it means that when you have an ordinary headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain, you can take Bayer aspirin with complete confidence. For Bayer aspirin gives you more than fast relief. It also gives you the dependable relief that's important to your health. Bayer aspirin's speed is proved by the fact that it's actually ready to go to work in 2 seconds. And its dependability is proved by its record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. A record that no other pain reliever can match. So don't experiment when you're in pain. Don't risk using drugs that have not stood the test of time. Instead, use something that millions know from experience is fast and completely dependable too. Genuine Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer Aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer Aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now back to Mr. Chameleon and the Picture on the Wall murder case. Jean Salton's, the famous artist, was found murdered in his studio. And the trail seems to lead to the home of wealthy Kenneth Watkins and his wife, Iris. But now in his office at Central Police Headquarters, Mr. Chameleon is talking to yet another suspect, Selena Cardone, an artist model. And Mr. Chameleon is saying,
Miss Cardone, you were known as Jean Salton's favorite model. You worked for him for years.
You bet I did, Mr. Chameleon. Then the ungrateful so-and-so threw me out.
Yes, it's common knowledge that you were deeply in love with him.
Yes, I was in love with Jean Salton's, but I didn't kill him.
Well, then who did? You had a better reason than anyone. He'd kicked you out of his life.
And what did he do to Iris Watkins? What was she doing up in his studio?
She was in his studio, and you found her there, did you?
Yeah, she was already there when I got there. And Jean Salton's was lying on the floor dead. She was standing over him.
I see. Just a moment, I'll call her in.
Iris Watkins is here?
Yes, she's waiting in the next room with her sister-in-law, Madeline Watkins. Please come in, Mrs. Watkins.
Mr. Chameleon.
Not you, Miss Madeline.
But Iris
I'm
isn't
sorry,
well,
Miss Madeline. You'll have to wait out here until I'm through. Mrs. Watkins, Miss Cardone here says that she found you in Jean Salton's studio.
Well, I did, didn't I, Mrs. Watkins? You can't deny that.
Yes. Yes, I was there, Miss Cardone. But you could have been there first. You could have heard me coming and hidden behind one of the canvases.
Why, you... You murderess!
No, I didn't murder Jean Salton's, even though I was stupid and let you blackmail me. Did she tell you, Mr. Chameleon, she demanded that I give her $25 a week just to keep quiet?
Yes, which makes both of you look pretty bad. In fact, one of the canvases in Salton's studio had been torn out of a frame. Which one of you tore a canvas out of a frame and hid it somewhere? What did Jean Saltons paint on that canvas that his murderer wanted to hide from the world?
Well, I don't know.
Neither do I. Why don't you cops look for it?
We're looking, don't worry. All right, Miss Cardone, you may leave by that door. You wait here, Mrs. Watkins, please. I want to work with your sister-in-law. Miss Madeline?
Yes, Mr. Chameleon, is Iris all right?
Well, I'll tell you frankly, things look pretty bad for her.
Oh.
There's only one thing missing, a motive, a reason why she had to go so far as to kill Saltons.
I can't believe she did.
I would be convinced of it, Miss Madeline, if we could find a motive. Anyway, I shan't hold her. I'm sending her home with you, but I want you to keep an eye on her, Miss Madeline. Don't let her get too far out of your sight.
And a little later, in the office of the Commissioner of Police, Mr. Chameleon is looking very thoughtful indeed. And the Commissioner is saying...
Now what do you think, Chameleon? You just saw the report on the fingerprints on that statuette that was beside Salton's body. What do you think of that?
What can I think, Commissioner, except the obvious? Yet there is still an element that bothers me. I'll admit I've been going ahead purely on a hunch, but I...
Oh, I'll take it. Hello? Oh, yes, Foley. You what? It was shoved up the chimney. Well, what was the painting? You don't mean it. Okay, Foley, bring it down here to Central Headquarters. Well, Chameleon, Detective Foley just found the missing painting. It was hidden in Salton's fireplace. It had been stuffed up the chimney.
And?
And it was a semi-nude of Iris Watkins.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Mr. Chameleon? Yes, right here. It sounds like someone disguising their voice, Chameleon.
Oh, thanks. Let me hear it. Chameleon speaking. Yes. Is that so? Well, thank you for telling me. Who is this? Is this Selena Cardone? Hello? Hello? They hung up. They called to tell me that Jean Saltons had once painted a semi-nude of Iris Watkins.
What?
Very interesting, isn't it, Commissioner? Someone knew of that picture which we just found. And I was wondering... I think I'll pose as James Van Dyne, an eccentric art collector. Eccentric because he's a wealthy man who buys paintings he considers disgraceful and then burns them.
And what do you expect to accomplish by this disguise?
What I usually accomplish. I shall visit Kenneth Watkins and his wife, Iris, and in my disguise, I hope I'll pick up the one piece of information I need to solve this case.
And so, the next day, we find Mr. Chameleon in his disguise of the art collector James Van Dyne at the Watkins home. And a white-faced Iris and her husband, Kenneth, stand facing Mr. Chameleon as he says in the voice of Van Dyne,
Mr. Watkins... I have apparently upset you, but I don't see why. I know that you own a painting by the late Jean Saltons, and I'd like to buy it.
But why?
Yes, why, Mr. Van Dyne?
Because the fellow is a scoundrel. His work should be destroyed. I make a practice of buying disgraceful works of art and destroying them.
Do you happen to own any other picture by Mr. Saltons?
I do. The day of his murder, I had purchased a semi-nude. I have it now in my basement apartment at 2 Van Dyne Square. I am burning that picture day after tomorrow.
I think you're mad, Mr. Van Dyne.
It's the world that's mad. Not I, Mr. Watkins. I am protecting the world from contamination. I shall burn every picture by Jean Saltons I can lay my hands on.
Well, I don't like the portrait he painted of my wife, but I'm not selling it to any maniac like you.
Mr. Watkins...
Good day, Mr. Van Dyne. My sister Madeline will show you out.
And now, the next night, we find Mr. Chameleon waiting in the darkness of the basement apartment, which presumably belongs to the eccentric art collector James Van Dyne. And Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold, who is with him, is saying...
It's almost 11, Mr. Chameleon. You think they'll really come tonight?
Well, I told them that tomorrow I'm burning that painting, Dave, that semi-nude of Iris Watkins. I've refused to sell it. You know how many letters and telegrams I've received here. But I've refused to sell, so I think they'll come here to steal it. Someone is very anxious to lay their hands on that painting.
Mr. Chameleon, look. Someone's coming through the garden. They're trying that French door. It's a woman.
Uh-huh. Yes, this is it, Dave. Let her get way into the room.
Okay, Dave, switch on the light.
Well, good evening, Miss Madeline.
Mr. Chameleon, what are you doing here?
I might ask that same question of you, except that I happen to know what you're doing here. You came to steal that picture of Jean Salton's painted of your sister-in-law, Iris Watkins.
Yes, I did. And what business is it of yours? And why are you here in Mr. Van Dyne's apartment?
Murder is always my business, Miss Madeline. And you are talking to James Van Dyne, from whom you tried to buy that painting.
You, Van Dyne? Oh, then it was all a trick. But I'm not ashamed of trying to steal that awful picture. I wanted that painting so my brother would be spared the awful humiliation and disgrace of seeing it.
Miss Madeline, in my disguise as James Van Dyne, I said I intended to burn that painting. Why didn't you simply let Van Dyne destroy it?
Because I didn't believe he would.
That's not true. You were afraid Van Dyne might destroy it, and you wanted that portrait to show to the police, so the police would think your sister-in-law, Iris, had a motive to murder Jean Salton.
No!
Dave, will you answer that, please? Let them in.
Yes, Mr. Chameleon.
Madeline Watkins, I charge you with the murder of Jean Salton.
But Iris did it. She killed him, the vicious little cheat. Iris murdered Jean, and I hope she dies for it.
Madeline!
Madeline, what are you saying?
Come in, Mr. and Mrs. Watkins. Detective Foley brought you over here, so he must have told you what this is all about.
Yes, Mr. Chameleon, and I never posed for that nude. Jean Salton's painted it and used it to try to force me to go away with him. He threatened to show it to my husband, Kenneth. That's why I hid it in the chimney. But Kenneth believes me when I say I didn't pose for it.
Of course I believe her, Mr. Chameleon. I love my wife and trust her.
More fool you, Kenneth. It was Iris who took Jean away from me. I was the one he loved until he saw Iris.
And that's why you hated her, wasn't it, Madeline? You killed Salton's in a jealous frenzy and tried to pin it on Iris. But you forgot the fingerprints on the bronze statuette you used to kill him. You alone, Madeline, have not been fingerprinted. Are you willing to submit to being fingerprinted now? Are you?
No. You're right. The fingerprints are mine.
Thank you, Madeline. That explains it.
Explains what?
There were two sets of fingerprints on that statuette. The top ones were Iris's. The bottom ones were indistinguishable. But you have identified them as yours, Madeline.
Madeline. My poor sister.
Yes, your poor sister, Mr. Watkins. But the innocent must be protected. The guilty must be punished. Your wife is innocent. And as for that vicious picture, the police will destroy it immediately, on my orders.
And with these words, Mr. Chameleon concludes tonight's murder case. When you seek fast relief from an ordinary headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain, use quick-acting Bayer aspirin. As you can see for yourself, by dropping a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water, it starts to disintegrate in 2 seconds. It does the same in your stomach, and because of this amazing 2-second disintegrating action, Bayer aspirin tablets are ready to go to work almost instantly you take them to bring you really fast relief from pain. And remember, besides quick relief, Bayer aspirin also means reliable relief. No other pain reliever can match Bayer aspirin's record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. So when you buy, always ask for it by the full name Bayer aspirin, never by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at this same time for Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, in the Forbidden Marriage murder case. The part of Mr. Chameleon is played by Carl Swenson, with dialogue by Marie Balmer, from the original story by Frank and Anne Hummert. Music directed by Victor Arden. Your announcer is Howard Klaney. Listen, everybody. Thousands of laboratory tests on scores of individual teeth show that new Lion's toothpaste actually gets teeth brighter. 2.5 to 5.5 times brighter than any of the 5 leading brands. Brighter by far than any other toothpaste. And the reason is that it's not just another old toothpaste with an added ingredient, but is completely new and radically different in formula. A new kind of toothpaste that cleans without soap and polishes without chalk. So get more brightness in your smile. Go to any drug or toilet goods counter and ask for Lion's toothpaste. Listen for Mr. Chameleon in The Forbidden Marriage Murder Case next Wednesday night at this same time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Dave Arnold buying Mrs. Watkins' story makes me feel like he'd fit well in the Philo Vance universe. Because seriously, both the Watkins were some of the most ridiculous and bad liars we've heard on this program. Which may have been an argument for their innocence, because people who were going to commit murder would actually be better at covering it up. Also, pretty sure you can't destroy the painting before trial, and it also belongs to the estate of the painter, but from what I gather, as a law unto himself, this is not something that Mr. Chameleon has to worry about. There was an odd writing decision to have a character named Watkins and one named Atkins, because it's really easy to get those confused, even though Miss Atkins was confined to a single scene. On the bright side, some pretty thorough sound effects work when Mrs. Watkins was stuffing the picture up the chimney. All right, well, listener comments and feedback, and we start on Good Pods with a comment from Alexis, a review of the case of the target for murder, and she writes, "It takes Chameleon 15 seconds before he threatens the staff. He really is a bully as a detective." A fair criticism. And then we have some comments from YouTube. And we have a couple comments from Judy. Judy writes, "Regarding the Lost Bride murder case, I can't believe this corn was listened to back in the day," she says as she listens right now. And she also writes regarding the case of the elevator with two bodies. "What a silly name for a story. This is so corny, but I love it." Well, thank you so much, Judy. I appreciate the comments. Now, I'm open to the idea that the case of the elevator with two bodies is a silly name for a story. But that particular episode is our third most viewed item on YouTube in the last 12 months, and it's only been up for 2 months. Some more silliness like that. And then we have a comment from Brooke, who says, "Really appreciate your stories that go with the shows." Thank you. And thank you, Brooke. And then we have a couple of comments that are related. Kim writes, "I wonder if there's more Another Year series besides the Sexton Blake radio drama. This here is my favorite to go to sleep with in regards to Mr. Chameleon." And Claire says, "How many episodes of Mr. Chameleon are there?" Thank you so much for the questions. And with Mr. Chameleon, the answer is a little bit complicated. As a series, it lasted for 4.5 years, which for detective programs, a pretty solid run of more than 200 episodes. From what I understand, there will eventually be 100-plus episodes available. And we played 50-plus episodes. Now, the gentleman who has these programs is releasing them to a group I'm part of at a rate of 2 per month, on the condition that they not be shared until 6 months after they were released. Playing 4 or 5 episodes per month, eventually you run out of episodes that you are cleared to share. And by my calculation, I expect that will happen in August. And at that point, we'll move to Mr. and Mrs. North on Thursdays. Eventually, we will return to Mr. Chameleon in 15 to 18 months after that, because I want to play through all of the episodes of the series in as few passes as possible. And my expectation, given the expected number of episodes that will come into circulation, is we may have 2 more passes through to get the entire series completed. But we will be pausing our journey through Mr. Chameleon until I can build up a good stock of episodes. So again, we will featuring Mr. Chameleon into August, and then we'll switch to Mr. and Mrs. North, and we'll return to Mr. Chameleon. It'll be on Tuesdays when we do, hopefully sometime between November 2025 and spring of 2026. Thanks so much for the comments, and great to hear that you're enjoying the series. All right, well, now it's time to thank our Patreon supporter of the day. Thank you to Haskell, Patreon supporter since August of 2015, currently supporting the podcast at the Seamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Haskell. And that will do it for today. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. And if you're listening on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. We'll be back next Thursday with another episode of Mr. Chameleon, but join us back here tomorrow for the conclusion of this week's Yours Truly Johnny Dollar Serial, where...
Look, I can save you some time. If it's my gun you're looking for, it's in a shoulder holster left side.
Yep. Thanks.
You know, I just had a real wild idea.
I said don't turn around and keep your hands in sight.
Okay. My wild idea is that you're Tom Chase.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Tom Chase.
Mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Why not?
Why did you do it? The embezzlement. Was it because of a woman?
It was a woman.
Was?
It turned sour.
Oh, where is she?
That doesn't matter anymore.
And where's the money?
That doesn't matter either. You won't get it.
I see. Next question. Why did you come here to my room, Chase?
I've tried every trick I know to shake you, Dollar. None of them's worked. You've kept on coming. I can't stand it anymore. I'm sick of running.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.